Well, our warming trend is underway, but otherwise some gorgeous weather. The humidity stays very comfortable, so we have these big, what we call diurnal swings. In other words, from the temperatures during the day to the temperatures at night, highs in the 80s, but lows in the 50s. So still very comfortable if you can handle the pollen, which is far better than it has been over the last couple of months. But we still have some oak pollen and other types of pollen. Anything that blooms, more or less, results in pollen. But the numbers certainly not as severe as in past months. We're way past the pine pollen peak and have surpassed the oak pollen peak. So if you can handle anything else pollen-wise, we'll open up those windows because Mother Nature will take care of that cooling bill here over the next few days, because at night you'll be nice and comfortable and cool. For some, maybe even a little bit too cool. And then during the day, while it's warm, the humidity is low, so very tolerable in that regard. And that looks to hold for really the better part of this week. Now, the humidity creeps up a little bit late in the week, but it doesn't get out of hand. And then by the weekend, a slow-moving front will be in the area and offers the shot at a shower or a thunderstorm, but that's much-needed rainfall. We certainly do need the rain. In fact, if we look back over the last 4 weeks, we go back to the first week of March, we've had less than an inch of rain officially at the International Airport. That's not at all unusual or uncommon as we head into April and May, typically two of our drier months, but also teamed up with longer days, warmer temperatures, higher evaporation rates. It's the peak of the wildfire season, too, over the next couple of months. So it's not unusual, but we certainly could use the rain. We've been helped out by cool temperatures the last few days. Of course, we had a record low temperature on Saturday morning, only the sixth night in which temperatures have dropped into the 30s in April since 2003. Pretty remarkable. But now we're turning warmer, and of course, those days longer. So that wildfire season is a concern, and we have an opportunity for a little bit of rain over the weekend. I don't think it's going to be all that much in the end, but at least a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday afternoon, and more than likely we'll have some opportunity for some rain perhaps on into Sunday as well. But if you're making weekend plans, it does not look like a washout at this point. And if you happen to be headed north to the beautiful Masters Golf Tournament, of course, this year we get back to its typical place after being played just 5 months ago because of the pandemic. It's now, of course, when we typically see it in spring in April. And it looks like Thursday will be okay for the opening round. Some really nice weather, quite warm. But there is a pretty high risk for at least some rain Friday and Saturday, perhaps even a thunderstorm. So we may have some weather interruptions. We'll see. And then perhaps better by Sunday as the front pushes off a little bit to the south and east. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.